We're talking with Josh McKean. You just won the primary runoff on the GOP side. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm excited, Tom. I'm excited. It's a miracle that only God gets credit for. I was the last to file out of 14 candidates, only 2 to 3 hours before the filing deadline. Everybody else had been in the race for months. And my wife and I made a prayerful decision, months of prayer, and finally came to agreement. It's something we felt called to do. To him who knows the right thing to do and doesn't do it at sin, and at the deadline for us to be get through that 14-way primary and then to be the nominee, only God could have done that.
Well, you got like maybe 24 hours to say, whew, and then you got to start all over again with the campaign into November.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't take anything for granted. I think common sense says the Republican nominee will be the next congressman. We're not going to take anything for granted. We know we've got to work.
Do you have anything to say to for the voters?
Thank you for not buying millions and millions of dollars in deceitful mailers that said that I was, a never-Trumper. It wasn't true. I challenge everyone to go to my personal Facebook page and look at my very first Facebook post that Josh McKean years ago, when my very first Facebook post was, the reason why I support President Trump is because he defends the Christian faith, which is a post in Newsmax that Franklin Graham was saying. And so, for the deceit that was tried to be perpetrated upon the people of CD2, it was wrong and it was lies, and people can go look at the facts, and because it's a smear of my character. And as a believer, I know that my greatest desire is to represent Jesus more than being a congressman. And I want my witness to be strong. And so when people operate in untruth, I'm going to make sure I go back and point them back to facts.